Welcome to Machine Learning, How the World Works. Comparing Real Steel movie to Sanctuary AI. Real Steel and Sanctuary AI share similarities in their portrayal of advanced artificial intelligence and robotics. Real Steel is a fiction film set in the future where human boxers have been replaced by robots. The movie explores the relationships between humans and advanced humanoid robots designed for combat sports. What's interesting is, as you think about the final bout between the Atom Bot and the Japanese robot, that it was basically pitting the strategies of one human being against another, even though the Atom Bot was significantly smaller, but it was very durable. So these robots are depicted as highly advanced with human-like movements and capabilities, showcasing the potential of AI and robotics in the realm of entertainment and competition. Sanctuary AI is a real-world company that develops the world's first humanoid general-purpose robot powered by carbon. Their pioneering AI control system, the company robot Phoenix, is designed for various work-related tasks such as stocking shelves, unloading trucks, working at a registry. Sanctuary AI's focus is on creating human-like intelligence in general-purpose robots, with an emphasis on making work safer and more efficient and sustainable through the use of AI and robotics. Both Real Steel and AI showcase the potential of advanced artificial intelligence and robotics. Both Real Steel and Robotics and Sanctuary AI Phoenix exhibit human-like movements and capabilities. In Real Steel, the robot Atom had the ability to mimic a boxer's move, and defeat an AI boxer is possible by its unique shadow function. This function allows Atom to mirror and memorize the movements of its handler or opponent, essentially enabling it to replicate human-like movements with precision. This rare feature sets Atom apart from the other robots and gives it the ability to adapt and respond to its opponent's actions in the boxing ring. The film portrays Atom's ability to mimic human beings as a key factor in its success, allowing it to compete effectively against AI opponents and ultimately emerge victorious in the boxing matches. The question of whether humans are more intelligent than machines in strategy is a complex and multifaceted one. AI has demonstrated remarkable capabilities in strategic domains. For example, AI-powered systems have excelled in strategy games like chess, Go, and various video games. Additionally, AI has shown proficiency in performing tasks such as surgery, flying planes, and driving vehicles. Machines equipped with AI can process and analyze vast amounts of data at incredible speeds, enabling them to make strategic decisions based on complex information. Human intelligence encompasses a wide range of cognitive abilities, including the capacity for creative and adaptive strategic thinking. Humans possess the ability to understand and interpret nuanced concepts, emotions, and contexts, which are crucial in strategic decision-making. Human strategists often leverage intuition, emotional intelligence, and a deep understanding of human behavior and social dynamics in their strategic approaches. The comparison between human and machine intelligence in strategy is not solely based on the ability to process information or make decisions. It also involves understanding the nuances of human cognition, emotional intelligence, and the adaptability of human strategists in dynamic and unpredictable environments. Now, in the movie, it raises an interesting question about the feasibility of the event where robots are fighting robots with human operators. it might seem far-fetched, but today humans control robots to mimic movements in competitive settings. In the movie, Adam's ability to mimic movements of this handler, a professional boxer, allowed for a level of synchronization and coordination that can be advantageous in the boxing match. You know, it's also interesting, we were talking about boxing, but if we look at NASA and look at the journey to the moon and also journey to Mars and robots that can be operated by human beings, possibly millions of miles away, does have an advantage, and they can be used to fix the spacecraft or to do different experiments. But that level of sophistication and operation would be important for different tasks that needed to be complete by robot. Now, the problem is the distance from Mars to the Earth being operating in that capacity would be extremely difficult because of the latency in time for the communication. However, if the robots can receive instructions and then carry out the instructions autonomously, that presents an interesting strategy where particular tasks are being assigned to them and then they're completing those tasks from afar. Now, more likely what would be happening is that if we had human beings that could travel to Mars, then they could use robots that are controlled by themselves for possibly tasks that were they're out in the open. And so instead of having to gear up an astronaut to go out onto the harsh environments of Mars, they might have teleoperated robots that do that. So it does present an interesting idea there. Now, if we compare Sanctuary AI to Figure 1 operates differently. It's not mimicking human behavior, but it's acting autonomously, and it's making decisions based on its rules. It's more like a general purpose robot. And Figure 1 also is very advanced, because it can learn on its own. I think what's kind of interesting about Figure 1 is its effectiveness in its approach, because there are so many tasks that would have to be trained by the robot in reinforcement learning and deep neural nets and trying to get maximum reward either for the immediate or the future. It presents the possibility that you would have to run through millions or even billions of simulations for the robot to be able to handle all the situations, whereas with the Figure 1, it's learning as it goes, which I think is a better mechanism for adaptability.